More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. For our Wise Today, Well Tomorrow series, it might not have seemed intuitive to focus on young adults in a project about aging and wellness, but research suggests it's increasingly important to start taking preventive steps to protect your health earlier. After all, a study by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute found that young adults who have cardiorespiratory fitness are much less likely to develop high blood pressure and diabetes in middle age. Dr. Julie Bonner has been studying the health of young adults on college campuses for the last 10 years. Bonner is now the executive director of the Norris Health Center at UW-Milwaukee and the campus health officer. She tells Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce that, unfortunately, most young adults aren't thinking about preparing themselves health-wise for getting older.
When we really think about priorities as a young adult and how many things are going on in an individual's life, there is a large group of healthy individuals that aren't always thinking in the long distance in the future. They're really thinking about, say, the next day or the next week, which, depending on if you're in college, might be looking towards the next test. If you're in that same age group and you're outside of the college environment, it's going to work the next day, or if you have a family, how you might be preparing and working with your family or getting your child to school. So really, individuals in this age group aren't looking into the long distance. So we have to, when we talk about health, so whether that's within a doctor's office or whether that's in general, so some of the messaging that we do through public health, we really have to focus on things that are going to kind of grab their attention now, but yet help them in the long distance future too.
Is thinking about health in the long term something that young adults need to do in their 20s?
Yeah, so if we really think about up to that age, a young adult is generally going to a physician with a parent. And starting at orientation and even before that, as I'm talking to the student population, I'm talking and communicating to them about how important it is for them to take responsibility for that transition to occur and for them to be able to, again, either access our services or know when they need to go to the emergency room or know when they're stressed out and that might be leading to a crisis. And so that's really a skill that does take some time to develop, but is so important to do that and should be one of the priority areas, again, in the transitioning into this age group where they have to access healthcare independently. I will say that one of the number one reasons that individuals come in to visit our medical service is for an annual exam. That whole visit is sort of being able to discover what might be the next best step in terms of wellness. So whether it's maintaining wellness, so there's lots of individuals that do come to us doing all the right things, or whether it's getting them back in the path in the right direction towards wellness.
So let's talk a little bit more in detail about some of these preventive measures that young adults should be taking.
Sure. So when we look at lifestyle, as an example, and we talk about diet and exercise, what we also really have to focus on is maintaining healthy weight and how important that is in the long term, again, for many aspects of health. So diet and exercise are really key things. Then when we talk about other behaviors, of course, drugs and alcohol, really talking about both the short-term effects, and we talk about that in terms of high-risk drinking and how that can put you at risk for everything from sexual assault to things like drunken driving, to the longer term, which would be actually more alcohol dependence and abuse. So those are a few things that I would pick out from the lifestyle side of things.
You know, there are some studies that are showing an increase in the prevalence of diabetes and hypertension among young adults, and that young adults are actually starting to use more cholesterol and blood pressure medications and things like that. How is this related to what young adults can be doing to maintain their health as they get older, as they enter middle age?
Actually, in the 10 years since I've been involved really with taking care of this age group, we are clearly seeing a shift from both a physical health standpoint and a mental health standpoint of greater severity of illness. And if we talk about diabetes and hypertension specifically, while that's related to many pieces, of course, the diet and exercise and the childhood obesity is a clear link there. So again, up until using that same example being taken to the doctor's office, often up until age 18, when you're eating at home or in different environments, you're not the one taking ownership of some of those choices. And so that's the piece that we really encourage in transition. And we are seeing individuals that are coming to campus or while they're on campus that we're diagnosing newly with hypertension and diabetes, trying to get them on the right medication, and then trying to get them hooked up for longer-term primary care medical care, since they're just with us for that window of time.
And so, of course, then this works into the whole issue of lack of health insurance or affordable health insurance for young adults. It's actually kind of shocking that young adults between the ages of 19 and 29 are one of the largest segments of the U.S. population that don't have health insurance. If they can't access health insurance, how then do they maintain their health in light of rising diseases like diabetes and hypertension?
So you have really brought up that big major question that we have now, and you've included a few key words. So yes, this group really is a group that can fall through the cracks in terms of their access to health insurance. And the affordable piece is important because if they have access to a plan, say through a university, it's not a sponsored plan, like an employer-sponsored plan. So they fully really bear the costs of the plan. So affordable is important. And then what it covers is important. So certain health insurance products that are out there either cover only the catastrophic piece, that's one end of the spectrum, or they cover some of the preventive pieces. So a comprehensive plan and access to an affordable comprehensive plan for this age group is a very, very important issue. And this is why, and there's several reasons why this group is disproportionately affected. If they're in school, their ability to be employed in a workplace that does offer a plan is very, very important. And then this goes back to what we talked about earlier, which is an individual realizing that they need to take advantage of a plan in order to, in a forward-thinking way, be prepared to either go in again for a routine physical, which is the really what we're focusing on here. And then, of course, you just can't talk about health insurance without thinking about also the catastrophic pieces. And sometimes that, again, just in this age group, is that somebody has mono that's getting worse, that somebody has appendicitis and needs their appendix out. So again, it's not as uncommon as individuals think that somebody between 18 and 29 are going to need help when we think about things like accidents and injuries and some of those other components.
And certainly, too, it's not just, you know, the transition between being under your parents' health care, you know, going to university. It's also if you're going directly from high school into the workforce, you know, the transition from, say, college into the workforce, that's disrupting this access to health insurance.
Yeah. And again, that's a great point in terms of how protective is, for instance, being sort of in a college environment here. What kind of access? How is that different? And it's really complex because, in fact, if individuals are going out to the workforce, depending on the trade or the job, they actually may have access to an employer-sponsored plan. But when we look at entry-level positions and a few other pieces, that's not always the case. When we look at, again, nationally, how employer-sponsored plans are treating dependents and how that's shifted over the years, so the age has been decreasing in terms of when coverage can be completed. And certainly, in general, there has been that if you have a full-time, and that's another key, a full-time enrolled student, that they may be able to be on the parental plan. But nowhere really is there guidelines that the employers are not decreasing their ability to sponsor the plan and that this becomes cost prohibitive. So it goes back to that affordable piece that, of course, having access is one component, but then the ability to fit all the pieces together to get what you need is a second one.
I wanted to go back to when we were talking about the lack of health insurance, that two-thirds of young adults who have not had health insurance in the past year say that they've gone without needed health care because of costs and things like that. Are there certain subsets among young adults that are more at risk than others for not having health insurance and access to health care?
the same issues that if we really look at nationally or with all individuals, say from the 19 to 64 age group, that's mirrored in what we're talking about in terms of the 19 to 29 years old. There are individuals that are disproportionately affected. And that varies, again, sort of around the state and nationally. Within Wisconsin, I definitely can speak to the fact, if we look at the Hispanic population or the African American population, that those groups are disproportionately affected. And again, thinking about, since I lived previously in Lake County, and that's a bordering county in Illinois, I like to think about it in the big picture, because obviously this population is a very mobile population. So I think that we need to look at this from both a county and a state and a regional and a national level. And so those same, it's mirrored in a county like Lake County, Illinois, these health disparities, particularly around this age group.
In terms of maintaining long-term wellness, if you will, while, you know, having health insurance obviously is very important, it does seem like you were indicating earlier that there are things that young adults can do just themselves without seeing a doctor, without having, you know, that kind of guidance to put themselves in a good position to be healthier as they enter midlife, when maybe you're thinking more about your long-term wellness. It really does seem like for young adults, in terms of thinking of long-term wellness, it is a matter of personal responsibility.
Well, I do believe that every individual, again, when we think about an individual's body, they're on most things, they need to be in charge. So when we think about the relationship between, again, a clinician and a patient, to some extent, it's a shared responsibility. But what the clinician is doing is, hopefully, in this day and age, guiding, setting forth guiding principles, prescription medication, so many different layers. I think that's really critical. And building that relationship when an individual is younger, and then being able to keep that relationship, so the continuity of that relationship, both helps in the sense of being able to track a disease or monitor that, helps in terms of wellness and lifestyle, and builds trust. But in many things at this age group do have to do with personal choices and making good decisions, which might be one of the key concepts here. When we talk about, from a wellness standpoint, some of those decisions, we go back to, if it's maintaining a healthy body weight, talking about both food and dietary choices and exercise choices. Another topic we haven't touched on very much, habits in terms of things like sexual activity, in terms of thinking about prevention in that area, critical in this age group, screening and treatment. If we talk about, again, drugs, alcohol, and smoking, it's making responsible choices in those areas as well.
Dr. Julie Bonner, thank you so much for coming in to Lake Effect and talking to us about wellness and health in this young adult age range.
Great. It's a topic I love to talk about. Thank you.
Dr. Julie Bonner is the executive director of the Norris Health Center at UW-Milwaukee and the campus health officer. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. We'll continue in just a moment with a Madison writer on what happens when you take wellness seriously and then you still get sick, and what it means about your life as a whole.
I probably was already working through this thing about what it is to reach midlife and wonder about your life and wonder whether you made the right choices and whether you're living the way. I mean, the big question is, you know, what about those things I forgot to do? You know, what about, when was I going to be that person I always meant to be?
Stay with us. This is Lake Effect on WUWM.